The Schlereth and Evans podcast is sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity is the best way to stream your favorite live sports on the next generation Xfinity 10G network.
But as a Nugget fan, it's one thing to hear this conversation from two of us here locally, but the fact that it's being talked about nationally, and it's a headline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just did a segment, they ran a headline where they said, you know, should the Lakers avoid Denver? And it had LeBron James up on there on the screen. And how, for a Nugget fan, I just wonder if this is yet another added to the list of those pinch me, is this real moments that have occurred here after just decades of getting punked on by the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
To see things have changed so much that not only are the Nuggets beating the Lakers, dominating the Lakers, but now you got the Lakers looking to duck the Nuggets and maybe tanking a game to do so? How sweet is that? And you got people on national television who we know love the Lakers.
Right.
And desperately want the Lakers to succeed. And they're saying, your best chance, Lakers, of succeeding is avoid Denver at all costs.
Head to the other side of the bracket.
Yeah.
And just hope and pray that somebody knocks off the Nuggets, because you're not going to.
Right.
But then again, it just goes to show you where the overall level of the Lakers is. You're just hoping. You're hoping that every other team, you know, loses, and you have a path to the, you know, the same people that were complaining about the Nuggets' path to the championship last year, playing, what, Miami, the 8th seed in the finals? Those same people are going, boy, I hope the Lakers have the easiest path in the world to get to the finals,
right,
so you can watch the Lakers play. Again, another just hypocritical moment from, you know, the talking heads that talk NBA basketball.
If this happens tonight, and by the way, do you think it'll be short of them holding guys out? If everybody's playing, will you be able to tell?
Oh, I think
if a team is
dogging it, I think there'll be things that you will look at going, come on, guys, like this, the effort, the pace,
not calling a timeout here, yeah, to try to stop a run, that kind of thing.
Yeah, just lack of defense, people just blowing by you. Yeah, I think you'll be able to see all that stuff.
Well, if that happens.
By the way, what are the odds? What would you put the odds at? Okay, you're a big odds guy.
Uh-huh.
That AD actually plays in this game.
Boy, it'd be so easy if they were tanking just to say. But then it is a playoff game, technically, but it's not an elimination game. So you could say, hey, he's just not ready to go. I think he plays.
Do you?
I think he plays. I'll put it at 80% he plays. But how hard does he play? Does he get injured during the game?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty much a given.
Well, but is that part of the script? Is that part of the plan?
Oh.
For him to get injured?
We should talk to the script writers.
Right.
Who's writing the script?
I don't know. That's the
WWE
NFL.
WWE people?
That's the NFL's job. They write the script, right? Stephen A., by the way, I'll give him high marks for consistency. He stays with the agenda. He said that his vote for MVP is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He did come on with us about, what, a month and a half ago,
yeah,
said, I believe that the MVP should go to the best player on the best team. That's why at that point he was pushing Jason Tatum.
Right.
And even though the Celtics still finished with the best record in the NBA, he's moved completely off Jason Tatum. But he also said when he was on with us, and if Oklahoma City ends up being the best team in the West, then you got to go with SGA, which at least give him some points for consistency. He says that SGA should be his MVP, would be his MVP.
Okay. Well, they're both tied record-wise, but... But the Oklahoma City Thunder have them. Did they win all their matchups?
They won the tiebreakers, the head to head. So
yeah, but when they went head to head, did they beat the Nuggets every time they played?
I don't think so.
Was it 1-3 or something like that?
I don't have the exact number right at my fingertips. John, if you could look it up for me. But head-to-head, Nuggets and Oklahoma City this year. So, as Jake Shapiro writes at DenverSports.com, thus far, 16 media members who are voters have revealed their picks for MVP. 13 have selected Jokic. The only three outliers, Stephen A. Smith, Kendrick Perkins, and Fox's Chris Broussard. You got Broussard. We may need to get Broussard on.
Yeah, I might have to call Broussard. Great text right here. Guys, the Lakers can't throw the game. They need to win so they can hang a banner of the play-in tournament.
Well, they can still win the play-in tournament by losing tonight.
They can still hang a banner.
They can still hang a banner. Yeah, lose tonight, win Friday. They could still hang an 8-seed play-in banner.
8-seed. Yeah, they should make that too. The 8-seed play-in banner.
Nuggets 1-3 against OKC this year.
Yeah, 1-3. Isn't that what I said?
That's what you said.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
Kendrick Perkins, by the way, is all over the map. At least I'll give Stephen A. some credit for at least standing by his original conviction. Kendrick Perkins has alternated flip-flop throughout the year, loving Nikola Jokic and standing up for Nikola Jokic and then bashing Jokic and ultimately voting for somebody else. He voted for Shea as well.
Yeah.
You do realize, by the way, that Oklahoma City kind of backed into the number one seed, that when they played a couple of marquee games out on the road about 10 days ago, back-to-back games in Philly and in Boston, he sat out both games.
Right.
But apparently that wasn't enough to disqualify. You know, if that had happened with Nikola Jokic, the Stephen A's and the Kendrick Perkins of the world would have jumped on that, and it would have been like, ah!
But they don't. But they don't hold Embiid to the same standard when Embiid comes to Denver and just doesn't play.
What was the stat I saw that Embiid played? Johnny, you handed that to me.
I think it was Jokic played like 40 games less than Embiid, but shot 14 less free throws as well.
No, Jokic played 40 more 40 games.
I'm sorry, Jokic played 40 more games than Embiid, but shot 14 less free throws
than Embiid. How about that one?
Yeah.
That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. You know what?
It's the way it goes.
We survived, okay? We survived the silly season that is the regular season. Now it's on to the playoffs where the only thing that matters is what happens on the court and who's the last one left standing. And if, as we expect, it'll be the Nuggets and Nikola Jokic, then he ultimately will get the last laugh.
Tell you what, he's sick of the MVP stuff, too. Did you see them ask a bunch of NBA superstars, like, if you had to play against a bunch of 10-year-olds, how many 10-year-olds would it take to beat you? And every guy said, like, 30.
Paul George said, I don't know, like, maybe 30.
Yeah. Then I think the Celtics guy, not Tatum, but the other dude.
Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, Jaylen Brown said, hey, probably 100. And Jokic goes, 1. If he's the right one.
If he's good enough.
Yeah.
1. Is this the auto? You got it? Yeah. All right, here it is.
How many 10-year-olds would it take to beat you in a game of pickup?
10-year-olds?
How many 10-year-olds?
How many 10-year-olds would it take
to beat me?
To beat me in a pickup game?
Damn. It'd take a lot. Probably like 20, 30 kids.
Probably 30 plus for sure.
50 to 100, I guess?
Probably like 100.
1,000. A million?
It's not an amount.
I mean, if it's a good one, maybe one.
That's a good one.
Is he's really good enough. Good, if he's a really he's good 10-year-old, maybe just enough. One.
One. Why not? Have you seen pictures of Jokic when he was
10? Yeah, he looked like Augustus Gloop.
He did look like Augustus Gloop. You're right about that
original
one.
Original Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
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 Remember when we asked you guys how many 10-year-olds you guys could take on?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember, Stink, you gave me the side eye. Like, that was a weird question.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you feel vindicated?
Yes.
Did you send that question to some intrepid reporter
to go around and ask NBA players?
Yeah.
Yep.
So what was the question? How many 10-year-olds would it take to beat, like, tackle Mark or something?
Yeah, to, like, beat you up. Or, like, how many 10-year-olds could you take on?
All right. Oh. So if you had a football and you just started running through the line of scrimmage of 10-year-olds, how many would it take to tackle you?
Well, now that's a different question than like street fighting.
I don't think we ever contemplated street fighting.
Yeah, I think it was.
We did. It was about punching children.
Yeah. Oh, it was. It was,
okay. It was about punching
children. But this is a much better.
So we're going full Hunger Games here.
Yeah, this is a much better question.
All right.
If a kid goes down, you know, a kid goes down like in submarines at my knees, I'm down.
True.
One kid. It would take one kid.
True. True.
I'd be down. I'm built like a turkey.
Right. But if they, let's say they tried to tackle you high.
Oh, if they went high?
So how many would it take if they tried to tackle you high?
Oh, dude, I would be, it'd be like
40, 50?
Yeah, I'd be like Derrick Henry. Kids just bouncing hanging on. I'd be swinging them around. Just one side to the other. Kids all over the place. I got kids to the right of me. Bum, bum. Kids to the left of me. Yeah.
What is up with Stephen A. Smith and the voters? Why can't you just get it right? So the 33rd team, you like this. Explain who the 33rd team is, by the way.
Mike Tannenbaum, former general manager of both the Jets and the Miami Dolphins, created a website called the 33rd team, and it's populated with a bunch of ex-players, a bunch of ex-coaches, and ex-executives. I think some current players might contribute as well occasionally, but it's just kind of a think tank, and they create content, and they do a really good job. Every week that we have a Zoom meeting, I'll jump on it occasionally, and they'll be talking about whatever, you know, hey, different ways leverage-wise to play cover six versus quarters, you know, or whatever. So there's a lot of good stuff on there, and you get a lot of people like Mike Martz or, you know, Rich Gannon's on there. There's just a bunch of different, people that contribute to it. That's pretty cool.
Well, the 33rd team proposed this potential draft day deal and it involves the Broncos. It has Jacksonville moving up from 17 to 12. To get a receiver for Sunshine, Trevor Lawrence, Rome Odizene from Washington.
Right.
So they move up to 12. The Broncos flip, move back to 17, also pick up the 96th overall pick, which would be a third rounder. And the 114th overall pick, which would be a fourth rounder. And with that 17th pick, they take Michael Penix Jr.
Okay.
What do you think about that mock trade?
I have been a proponent since this whole thing started of trading down and accumulating picks. And with that third and fourth, you could probably move up somewhere into the second round. And, you know, there's good players available, as we've talked about many times, in the second round, that there's not a lot that separates number 17 from number 40, whatever. So I don't have any issue with them moving back. If Michael Penix is their guy, moving back and taking Michael Penix, I don't have any issue with that, and accumulating picks and being able to draft more players. Because let's face it, the majority of your roster is made up of should be made up of second, third, and fourth round draft picks. So I don't have any issue. I would not have an issue with that. Now, I my question marks about Penix, health-wise especially, but, you know, if they see something that they love about Penix, then, yeah, knock yourself out.
I think this would be my dream scenario, honestly, that the quarterback that Sean Payton has identified as one that he loves, and you can get that guy by moving back and accumulating some much-needed draft capital, that's the ultimate.
Right.
That'd be the ultimate. And honestly, I feel like drafting Knicks or Penix at 12 just feels like overdrafting him. I mean, all these quarterbacks are overdrafted.
Mm-hmm.
But Knicks and Penix, if you strip away all of the pre-draft hype that surrounds these guys, I think it would be very, very easy, and it would not be surprising at all that 3-4 years from now, we're talking about Bo Nix and Michael Penix and Drake May and J.J. McCarthy the same way that we've talked about Justin Fields and Trey Lance and Mac Jones and Zach Wilson and Sam Darnold and all. It wouldn't surprise me in the least. So if you can identify a guy that you love and in the process trade back and maybe draft these guys closer to where they should be drafted and still get some extra draft picks out of it, that'd be the ultimate for me.
I think it'd be great. I think that I really do, Mike. I really feel like creating more draft capital, addressing more, you know, of your football needs, and not necessarily positionally speaking, like, hey, we got to go get a tight end, so let's go get him in the second round. Like, if you like a tight end and you think a tight end's going to be great and he's going to be available in the third or fourth round, don't go up to the second round to get him. You know, you've got so many other needs and so many other things that you need to address on this roster that the whole, you know, the whole theory or whole scenario of best available player, I think, fits for the Broncos. We're going to take the best guy out there because that's what fits. And I do believe this, and we've been saying this for a couple of weeks on this show. I do believe there's enough wide receiver starved teams, or, you know, the overvaluing of wide receivers, that there will be teams that want to move up to get one of the guys that they think is going to be a superstar. So I think there's that aspect of this draft. And I also think that offensive line play is, for the most part, it's a weakness around the National Football League, especially since they've gone to nobody practices in pads anymore. And so there's a big group of offensive linemen that are considered kind of can't-miss propositions. There's about 6 or 7 of them. So I do believe that there are 2 positions that people will be moving up for or looking to move up for. That's O-line and that's wide receiver. So you could take advantage and pull a haul down just by switching positions.
Kind of bouncing around here a little bit. We mentioned Masters champion Scottie Scheffler, how yesterday he came on and after he won the Masters, he said, you know, honestly, golf is a very unsatisfying profession. It's not like I'm, you know, consumed with the fame and the fortune and the money. He goes, quite honestly, I just want to get home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, Scottie Scheffler is the Nikola Jokic of golf.
Right.
Wow.
Dude just wants to go home. Oh, I got to get home. I don't want to go on a parade. I got to get home.
Right?
So, man of his word, he wins the Masters on Sunday, jumps on a plane, and that night is partying at a Dallas dive bar called the Inwood Tavern.
Well, I thought he wanted to go home.
He did go home, but then he hung out.
He didn't go home.
Well, he didn't go home home. He went home.
He went drinking while his wife's about ready to give birth.
Wait a minute. Well, that wasn't it. Well, that's true. I'm sure he checked in on her. How are you? Are you okay?
Hey, baby.
And then he went to this dive bar, and the Inwood Tavern is the oldest continuously open bar in Dallas. It's been open 60 years, and it...
Is it always open, or do they close down to, like, clean?
Well, no. I mean, it's
open.
Not continuously open. It's just it's like maintained its
status of being
as
open.
Being a bar for 60 years. So okay. It's the longest continuously open bar.
What
in
did
Dallas.
They do during COVID? Did they just deliver? Like, did they go on delivery booze? Like, you just call the bar up and they bring you some booze?
Anyway, There's some pictures of Scottie Scheffler with some people at this dive bar, and it literally looks like he's hanging out drinking with ZZ Top. These guys.
Maybe he is,
actually, you know.
ZZ Top, aren't they from Texas?
I think they're a Texas band.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Scottie Scheffler.
What would the irony be if Scottie Scheffler, after, you know, hey, it's my first child, and if I have to leave the Masters, and then he missed the birth of his child because he's drinking at some bar.
That would be a bad look.
That would be a bad look.
So we're having fun. In case you heard the story, it's a great one. Neil Shipley is the amateur who was the lowest amateur. He was a low amateur winner at the Masters. And on Sunday, he was paired up with Tiger Woods. And so during the course of the round, Tiger handed him a note.
Uh-huh.
And of course, anything that Tiger does on the golf course is immediately captured. Everyone sees it. So Neil Shipley was asked about it afterwards.
I saw on a fairway, he wrote something and handed you a note. What was that about?
No, he didn't.
I thought he wrote something and handed you a piece of paper.
No, that didn't happen.
Okay.
You're like, hey, I am not. If the subject is Tiger Woods, I am not admitting to anything.
What?
That'd be like a young entertainer coming up through the ranks and said, saw you talking to Frank Sinatra.
Right.
What did Frank have to say? What? I wasn't talking to Frank. Yeah. You're not going to do anything. No.
Right. He was talking
to get on the bad side of.
No.
No way. You don't want to ruin that.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I was just thinking that whole thing with Tiger. I mean, dude, how cool would it be to get like a note from Tiger anyhow? And I suppose he just doesn't want to, like, he don't want to get himself in trouble, huh?
So, exactly. You don't want to acknowledge.
But why would you get in trouble for note passing?
I think it's just you. If the subject is Tiger,
is it a grade school thing?
It's just like, hey, if Tiger is passing you a note, even in the very, very public world that is the Masters, you as the kid receiving it, what note? I have no idea what this note is that you speak of.
Right.
You're not going to do anything to potentially burn the trust that Tiger's showing in you.
Right. Plus, you do have the history, and the kid probably knows the history of Tiger, like, passing certain things to Justin Thomas.
There you go. Very famous feminine product back in the day. So, knowing our listeners the way that we do, we challenge you to come up with, what do you think Tiger wrote on the note that he passed to Neil Shipley? Wrong answers only.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a little bit of the sampling that our texters came up with. Hey, meet me at the ninth green at 9 o'clock, Tiger. Listen, kid, never mix pain meds and alcohol, and your 7-iron will always be more loyal than a woman. Sincerely, Tiger.
Wow, I got kind of dark.
Neil, love the hair. I don't have any anymore. What products do you use?
Mm.
Boy, Tiger is really, like, he needs to talk to LeBron and get LeBron's magic marker or something.
Mm.
I like this one. For a good time, text 867-5309. Oh, yeah.
That's all right. That's right. Hey! Ask for Jenny.
Jenny.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to let this one breathe.
Yeah, what do you ever think happened to Tommy Two-Tone?
That is a one-hit wonder right there.
Huh?
They still tour.
I know,
if they come up.
It's an iconic song.
Yeah. Hey, Tommy Two-Tone's up there on stage. Okay, what other songs do you play?
You just play one song.
I guess he just plays one song over and over again.
Yeah. Hey, I got your number. I need
to make you mine. Oh, yeah. Hey. Wrote this down.
Yeah.
Handed it to Neil Shipley. Here you go.
867-5309.
All right. Good grab there, Rogue. And one more. Guys, it wasn't a note. Tiger definitely sketched him like one of his French girls.
He went total Titanic on him.
Went totally Titanic on him. So there you are. Coming up next, Marquez's list. Apparently, Deion Sanders has a list. And this list actually bothers me. Hit a little close to home. Tell you why next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Well, Mark has a list. You got a list.
Yeah, I do.
How many people you got on your list now?
I know a lot. Johnny keeps my list for me.
These are just people that, like, run afoul of you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when they say something that's just inaccurate or maybe write a hit piece on a website, something like that.
Andrew Mason.
They go on the list.
You and Mace hug things out yet, or is he still on the list?
Mace has not been on since he wrote the hit piece on me.
What was the hit piece about again?
I don't remember. Oh, me.
It was the Stidham sacks, right?
Yeah, the sacks. Oh, that's right. You said Stidham sacks weren't as, like, damaging
I just
as
said, Russell sacks.
Right. I said, well, I mean, we haven't gone through the numbers or anything, but I just, like, I would imagine they're for less yards, and then Russ's were for less yards, but obviously there's a lot of sacks there.
Speaking of stinks list, can we spend a couple minutes kind of going down it and seeing if there's anyone we need to take off it?
Yeah.
We haven't really cleaned it up in.
Yeah. You haven't cleaned it up,
like,
in a while?
In like 7 months.
Really?
So, yeah, right.
So you'd like to do a little housekeeping?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's see if these people stay on the list.
So we got the Colorado Broadcasters Association. That's a permanent.
They stay on the list.
Yes.
Colorado Hall of Fame.
Yes.
On the list.
Kendrick Perkins for comments on Jokic a couple years ago.
Yeah, he's still on the list.
Yeah, he's still on.
J.J. Redick for being too busy to hop on the show.
And that you have to go through his people to get him on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's on the list.
The list.
A texter from May of last year who said linemen are not football players.
That guy is ignorant, so, but we'll take him off the list.
We'll take him off the list.
He's
paid his penance, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stoke and Zach for calling Stink soft on not bashing the Broncos after week one of last season.
Well, they're not together anymore.
Yeah, we can take them off.
We can take them off. I'm sure that was something separately to put them both back on the list.
That was a combination thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock for not letting Stink know he's coming to Boulder for the Rocky Mountain Showdown.
Oh, yeah. But do you really, I don't know, do you really want to keep Rock on your list?
No.
Rock can take so much for you.
Right.
Well, he has done so much for
Rock
you.
Off.
Rock is off.
All right, Rock's off the list. I'm sure he's
French Canadians for, and I quote, because they don't speak Canadian.
Yes. Yes. Keep them on, Johnny. Keep them on.
Oh,
French
God.
Canadians because they don't speak Canadian.
That's Will awesome. Peterson for calling the Avs scrappy in an article after a loss to the Bruins on January 19th.
No, we can
take
we
Scrappy
can
take Will off.
Scrappy.
Right.
He's
And scrappy. Then the last one is Mace that we just said.
Yeah, Mace stays on.
Mace stays on.
All right,
stays
perfect.
On.
Okay.
All right. I thought the list would be longer.
You would think, right?
You would think.
I'm like Xerxes. I'm a generous.
Maybe the texters pay attention to this kind of stuff. Maybe texters, if you have any people that you would recommend, nominate to be on Mark's list,
mm-hmm.
let us know. RamosLaw.com text line 303-713-1043. So apparently, Deion Sanders. Yeah, we'll get to that one.
That's a good point.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But because that's part of a bigger conversation. So Deion Sanders apparently has a list. Part of the New York. So we know that he had come out during a podcast in which he said, hey, Shador and Travis Hunter, there's only certain places they're going to play. And if I don't like where they're going to go, we'll pull an Eli. Referencing Eli Manning, who said he would not play for the Chargers. That led to the draft day deal. Philip Rivers ends up going to the Chargers. Eli Manning goes to the Giants. So according to the New York Post, Deion's list of teams that he wants his son and Travis Hunter to play for are the San Francisco 49ers, Dallas Cowboys, Washington Commanders, Baltimore Ravens, and Atlanta Falcons, the five teams Sanders played for in his NFL career, and a sixth team, the Philadelphia Eagles. So much reaction to that. Like, is this the way it's going to go? And is Deion Sanders, once again, as he has done many times in his career, going to be a trailblazer? Are we going to see? We've seen it before, but it's been so spread out, right? John Elway saying, oh, I'm not playing for the Colts. That was Denver's gain. We just mentioned Eli. But it's never really been an issue. Guys have gone where they were drafted, and they've been okay with it. But with all the power and all the money that these guys are making in college, is this something we're going to see a lot of moving forward? Players just saying, nope, sorry. I'm used to getting my way. I'm not going to play for you.
You know, I heard some, you know, Malik Nabers from LSU is one of the top wide receivers in this draft class talking about the NFL draft and going, man, I need to go somewhere where they have a quarterback. And, you know, a lot of mock drafts have him going to the Giants. Basically him saying, I don't really want to play with Daniel Jones. So there may be, we may have developed such a group of entitled players that think they have earned something before they've actually gotten there. I still think the majority of players, Mike, understand the privilege and the honor that it is to play in the National Football League, and most of them won't kind of flex that muscle. But there is enough entitlement, and there's enough of, you know, there's enough power in that entitlement to be able to dictate if you've got that kind of juice. Now, how many guys every year have that kind of juice? 4, 5, 3, 2, 1?
I think that you're probably talking now a good, probably top 6 prospects. Probably have that kind of power.
Do they, though? Like, do you, if you're number 5 overall, you think you've got the ability to go, nah, I don't want to play there. I won't play there. I demand a trade. Do you have, two questions, I guess. Do you have that power, one, and will you exercise that power if you do?
Well, it depends. Like, if you're the 5th overall prospect, maybe not. But what if you're the 5th overall prospect, but you're the top receiver? Or you're the top lineman? Then don't you have a little bit more power?
Well, linemen aren't going to do that.
Why?
Because...
Oh, that's right. Linemen are unselfish and
right.
They're team guys and they
correct.
Don't make it about themselves. And they're
correct.
All about
the receivers, team. You've got a point. I can see receivers because they completely overvalue the position they play. They're not in today's game. Sorry. Today's game, a lot of them are not. I don't want to point the finger at all of them because I play with some of the most unselfish guys on the planet. Guys like Eddie Mack and guys like Rod Smith.
You were spoiled.
Yes.
You were spoiled. Just admit that. You were spoiled.
I was spoiled.
You were spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Not many receivers are like that. Very few.
Not in today's game, no.
But If you're looking at Deion, let's say you might be right at this point. As we stand here right now, the idea of players flexing their muscle might seem like, nah, nobody's going to do it. It's too rare. But Deion is a different kind of force here, and Shador is a different kind of force. And you put the package of Deion, Shador, Travis Hunter. If indeed Shador and Travis Hunter are going to be two of the top 5 or 6 picks in the draft next year, all it takes is somebody to be that real trailblazer, and it can change the way things are done from that point moving forward. And who better to do something this dramatic than somebody like Deion Sanders?
Yeah, by the way, if he does it and he pulls it off and it does happen, think about the recruiting tool. Like, he's already head and shoulders above everybody when it comes to recruiting anyhow in the college game, because he's embraced it from the word go. Think about that.
So my
you come
first,
play for me, I can dictate where you go play.
So my first reaction was, this doesn't surprise me. I think it's a little helicopter dad. Not a little. It's a lot helicopter dad saying that, well, these are the teams that they're going to play for, and it happens to be the teams I played for. Come on, Deion. Let these guys kind of blaze their own path.
He didn't
will
play
you?
For Philly.
Okay, but five of the six teams were all teams that he played for. Can you let these guys maybe choose their own path instead of you just having your fingerprints on everything? The other thing, my other reaction was, what happened to this?
I believe in Sean Payton.
Would you feel
Why
less?
I'm a little bit hurt. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. I'm a little bit hurt that the Broncos aren't on this list.
Would you feel less hurt or offended if you would have put the Broncos on that list?
I'd have felt a lot better about it.
Would this segment have changed and you would have been like, I love this, the way he's...
No, I still don't like it, but I'd feel less angry, less hurt. You're not hurt. You're just up there.
Yeah.
You know, he's up in Boulder. Sean's here. The fact that
it just makes
Deion doesn't want Shador or Travis Hunter to play for the Broncos, that I don't know. Broncos fans, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the fact that of this list that Deion wants for Shador and for Travis Hunter that the Broncos aren't on it? Does that bother you?
Okay, so
are you bothered? Are you offended?
Let me ask you this.
You sad?
Let me ask you this. Let's say the Broncos have an abysmal season, and they are number one draft. Yeah, they've got the first pick overall next year. And, oh, by the way, Shador lights it up, and he's considered the best quarterback in this coming up draft.
Mm-hmm.
You think that Deion would say, no, you're not playing for the Broncos? I don't think so. I think he would add to his list.
You think so?
I do.
I'm not so sure.
Especially he would.
You never played for the Broncos.
I think they would become like the Philadelphia Eagles. He would lift his band. He'd do like with Johnny.
Lift his band?
Johnny would call, and Johnny would like, let's revisit this list, just like Johnny did with me. And we, you know, we were able to clean the list up.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm curious what the Texters have to say. Broncos fans, what do you have to say about that? Are you upset with Deion? Are you hurt? Or do you understand where he's coming from? Do you think he's making the right decision? 303-713-1043. Up next, Jamal Murray doing something very un-Nugget-like. That's next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
We have some people who are requesting or nominating people that should go on your list.
Ooh,
Mark's list. This one actually surprised me. How is Russ and his fakeness not on Stink's list?
Because we smear him every day. He's kind of collectively on the list, right? We don't have to put him on a list.
He's on his own list?
Yeah, the smear campaign is created for Russ.
True. True.
We've gone over 100 days. We're like at 103 or something.
Somebody said that Paul Bissonnette thought Paul Bissonnette from Spittin' Chiclets was on your list from TNT.
Well, I didn't have a direct, like, Paul is a hockey guy, right? And we know that I'm not a hockey guy. So Paul doesn't follow me on social media. So, like, if I could direct message Paul Bissonnette on like X and he didn't get back to me, then he would go on my list. But I just have to send out a random tweet. So I'm not going to put him on the list for that.
Some reaction to Deion Sanders not putting the Broncos on the list of teams that he would like, demand
mm-hmm.
that Shador and Travis Hunter play for. Some reaction. Deion is such an arrogant D-bag.
Wow.
Deion doesn't believe in Sean. Deion Sanders' mark is head and shoulders above the rest when it comes to recruiting. Kirby Smart would like to have a word.
Well,
Georgia coach.
Yeah, I know Kirby Smart, but what I'm saying, maybe I didn't say it right, or maybe you didn't hear it right, but when it comes to the new form of college football, portal, you know, and all the glitz and glamour and all the things that attract today's young player out of high school, there is no question that Deion Sanders is head and shoulders above everybody else, including Kirby Smart.
I didn't see Kirby Smart, despite all he's accomplished at Georgia, on the cover of Sports Illustrated as the sports person of the year. Not that SI is what it used to be, but just the idea that the new age of college sports, NIL portal.
Yeah.
Deion's become the face of it.
Is little Wheezy playing their spring game? Is it little Wheezy?
Little Wheezy? You trying to get me in? Oh, really?
Yeah, Wheezy. Oh, little Wheezy.
Not little Wheezy.
Just Wheezy. He just goes by Wheezy?
Yeah, just Wheezy. Or Wheezy F baby.
Wheezy F baby.
Pretty yeah. close though, Stink.
Yeah,
you actually were in the ballpark.
I think when I've met him several times, and I think I called him Lil Wheezy. What up? No, I probably just said Wheezy. I probably was really cool too.
Oh, good for you.
That's probably really cool too. Like, what up, Wheezy? Yeah.
Did you call him Mr. Wheezy?
Mr. Wheezy. Good to see you.
Show off your gritty like you do with Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like you say, Mr. the Entertainer.
Mr. the Entertainer. Mr. Wheezy.
Nothing wrong with loyalty, Mike. Deion has loyalty to the teams he played for.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's how you want to spin it, huh?
Do you guys want to play a quick guessing game with
Yeah,
Steve?
Oh, I love it.
I love guessing games.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have CBS's top 100 players, college football players, heading into this season. Where do you think Travis Hunter and Shador rank?
Ooh.
Oh, in the top 100 college
top 100
football.
Players going into the season.
Hmm.
I'm going to put Shador at this top 100 players.
Correct.
So there's other football players on this list, not just quarterbacks. All right, I'm going to put Shador. 98
of them, in fact.
I'm going to put Shador at 8. Mark, oh,
I'd put Shador at about 20.
What about Travis Hunter?
Oh,
I'm going to put Travis Hunter at 4.
I'll put Travis Hunter at 6.
Okay. Off on Shador. Shador is 4.
Wow.
Whoa.
Travis Hunter.
I might
on
go
the
on.
Top 100 college football players entering the 2024 season, according to CBS, number 1.
What?
1.
And I'll run you the article here, Mike, so you can kind of read the description as well.
Well, Hunter is he does play both ways. Oh, but CU practice, he has a gray jersey. You know, where, like, when you practice, you're either in a black jersey, the defense was in black, the offense was in white. Travis is in gray because he plays both ways. That's a guy doesn't get tired. The guy is phenomenal. 4, that surprises me, although I tell you what, there's no question that Shador can play. I just thought maybe he wouldn't get the recognition, but 4, that's big time.
So, Johnny, you only gave me the Colorado guys on this list. Was there a quarterback ahead of Shador on the list at 2 or 3? You have Travis Hunter at 1, Shador's at 4. Is there a quarterback ahead of him at 2 or 3?
I just closed the tab. Let me look real quick.
By the way, this text while you're looking came in. It's not 100 days, Stink. You guys started this smear campaign on March 11th for Russ.
Ah.
We got Mr.
Oh, good
we got
for
the,
you.
The accounting firm.
Yeah.
Do we cheat him now? Quit worrying about my math. Okay? Just enjoy the show.
Where were you when we had Paxton Lynch smear campaign at 3,400 days?
Yeah. I'm a stickler. It's 36 days ago.
Shador is the first quarterback.
Okay.
Jalen Milroe of Alabama is number 7. And Carson Beck of Georgia is 8.
Okay.
Go Dogs.
Go Dawgs.
So you have two of the top four players in all of college football. And you wonder why I say the baseline for this year is 8-4?
The kid from Alabama is, the quarterback from Alabama is where?
Seventh
overall, second quarterback.
Wow. Some more Dion reaction to this one. Prime time, more like wine time, entitled attitude. This one just proves that Dion and his sons are absolutely trash humans, trash players. What a loser that family is. Just say no to Shador and any other bum from CU. Okay.
Wow. CSU in the house.
CSU. Nice to hear from the folks in Nebraska. Thank you for contributing to the show. Am I bothered that Dion wants his son to play for a good team? No, I'm not. I also don't care if the Broncos are excluded from his selected teams. His son and Travis Hunter are spoiled rich brats who can take their $150,000 cars. And, I can't read that. you can imply what he's saying.
You were on a roll.
I'm going to stop right there.
Okay.
I am not hurt by Dion leaving the Broncos off the list for his son. Dion will cause a circus in the locker room and be that mommy complaining her son isn't getting playing time. Do you think that once Dion, filters, kind of directs his son and Travis Hunter to the places that he wants them to go, does he then stand back? Or does he continue to be involved?
Ooh, that's a great question. Well, they always be involved in this kid's careers, right? Helping manage them and everything else. But, I mean, there's nothing Dion can do when you get to the NFL. You got to sink or swim.
You'd think so, but I don't know. He's had such a strong grip on these guys for so long.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, he's just going to let it go? All right, I got you to where I want you to go. Now you go be your own man. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Dion, he understands. He played in the NFL for a long time. He understands it's a sink or swim league. You got to go out there and prove yourself. There's nothing Dion can do to help his kids prove themselves when they get to the National Football League. They're going to have to play. Now, you can always give them advice. You know, you can always kind of, hey, man, this is what I did on this situation or whatever, but bottom line, they're going to have to sink or swim.
Finally, there's no reason to hate on Nebraska fan, Mike. We have tons of respect for CU. We just wish it was reciprocated.
Please.
Come on. That's a wolf in sheep's clothing right there.
Stop the cap.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
By the way, Nebraska's got a really good baseball team.
No. You have not got the memo then. Nebraska is now a volleyball school.
I understand that.
No, God,
they
please.
Now
no.
A volleyball school.
Right. But it's a volleyball / baseball program because they got a top-notch baseball program.
Okay, fine. But they're no longer a football program.
No. I get that.
Their basketball program is terrible. They laid yet another egg in the NCAA tournament.
I'm saying we live here
in a volleyball school.
Right. We live here in Colorado where the weather is gorgeous. How come CU doesn't have a baseball team?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be cool if they had a baseball
team?
Great
Irv Brown, when he was here, used to always lament the fact that he always wanted to try to get baseball back at CU. He used to coach there. Baseball.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I see no reason why. Makes no sense to me.
Me neither.
I think it'd be a revenue producing sport.
With all the money that Dion has brought to the campus.
Right.
Put a baseball team, and then you got to get, well, you'd have to just, with Title IX, you'd have to have a softball team too, which
great.
I'm all about.
Well, fine.
I'd be all about that. You know how many good softball players are here in Colorado that would go up to
so
CU?
Many.
There's a ton of good,
yes,
ton There's of
a
great
lot of
baseball
good softball players.
And
come
a lot of
really
good softball players, yeah.
And a lot of really good baseball players come out of Colorado too.
And the softball, the College World Series softball championships got tremendous ratings as well.
Yeah.
But Nebraska, you're now a volleyball school. You got 93,000 for a volleyball match. You're a volleyball school now. Embrace it. You're not a football school anymore.
Mm-mm.
You're a volleyball school. Should be happy with that. Fan Flyaway, presented by Sport Clips, sending you and a guest on the road for the Pro Basketball Championship in June. And what you get is two tickets to the game, round-trip airfare for two from Denver to a destination to be determined. We feel pretty confident about one of the teams there. Two nights hotel and $500 of spending money. Head to denversports.com/thefanflyaway to register. Claim your special offer from Sport Clips. And those of you who entered our Fan Flyaway in February for the trip to Vegas, you're already signed up for this and all other future Flyaway contests. But those of you who haven't, get yourself in there right now at denversports.com/thefanflyaway. Coming up next, I want to get to some of the comments from Jamal Murray, who did a very, I don't know, kind of un-nugget-like thing, but does it make sense? That's next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.